This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It may be mid-February, but this past week gave us the stark reminder that winter is not over. As you've undoubtedly heard, Yakima Valley dairy farmers lost nearly 1,800 cows to severe cold, heavy snow, and high winds. Farmers and ranchers across the state spent many sleepless nights protecting their livelihoods. Chelsea Reardon with the Dairy Farmers of Washington says one of the impressive things is really how farmers circled the wagons.
The way that all of our farmers have come together to really help each other, you know, ones that maybe didn't lose any cows on their farm have been at their neighbors trying to help them, and everyone was working together to get prepared. A lot of farmers worked a 36-hour day over the weekend and were just up all night doing what they could, making sure that the roads were plowed for emergency vehicles and that their employees could get home safely. I mean, they've just been working around the clock.
Farmers and state officials are still assessing the damage with the possibility of federal assistance.
We're on to better things. I know a lot of farmers are, you know, in that process of, again, just helping each other kind of assess next steps. And we have a lot of state agencies that are working together to see what federal assistance may be available for farmers since Governor Inslee did declare a state of emergency as well for the state. So there may be some assistance coming in from that angle as well.
As a $1.13 billion industry, Washington State ranks 10th in the nation for milk production.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.